Good morning, everyone. As Sean said, my name is Addison Harold, and I'm from Wichita, Kansas. I'm a communication major here at York, and I'm also involved in the performing arts. As you all know, the theme of chapel this year is the goodness of God. And today, I would like to talk about how I've seen God's goodness through my time here at York University. I've seen God's goodness through three ways in my time here at York: through the friends and families I've connected with, through the spiritual community there is on campus, and through the growth of experience in my 2 years here so far. Some scriptures that talk about God's goodness that I want to mention before I start is Psalms 145:9, which says, "The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." The next of these is, "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living," Psalms 27:13. And the last of these is Psalms 34:8, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." These passages all show how God's goodness can be seen in every aspect of our life, no matter what we are going through, whether it be a high or a low. As I said, one way I've seen God's goodness in my time here at York so far is through the friends and families I've connected with. I consider myself blessed beyond compare with the people that I've crossed paths with and met. My Genesis leaders, Mallory and Simeon, my friends, Sam, Reagan, Lennon, Alex, and so many more. I'm beyond grateful for the people that I've met in my time here at York so far. These friends, I've enjoyed spending time with them on a regular basis, whether it be a photo get-together, time at our lunch table, or a dance night where we learn how to line dance together. Any time spent with these people is an incredible moment, and I'm so grateful for them. I'm especially grateful for the group of girls, especially the ones pictured in this picture, but just the blessing and encouragement they are, and a lot of them are sitting over here, and I'm just so grateful for their presence in my life. I'm also especially grateful for the families I've connected with. One of these families is the Tremaine family, and they all even came to support me for my chapel talk, which just means the world. But I'm so grateful for their support and their love to me and the fact that they've become another family. I met them through church at East Hill, and that relationship with them has just grown. I have loved getting to know Emma and Simeon and even Mallory, as she's married Simeon. I'm so thankful for the blessing this family has been on my life. You may also know, if you've talked to me one bit at all, that I am over at the Best House on a continuous basis. They are my adopted family, and I love that I'm one of their adopted children. I love being over at their house, playing games with Anna, whether it be Spot It, Speed, or Hangman. I love playing football with Jackson in the backyard, which isn't something I thought I would enjoy, but because it's with Jackson, I think I enjoy it. I also have loved learning how to make banana bread with Dr. Best. That's one of my most fun memories with him, is that he taught me how to make banana bread. And then also, I just love enjoying Robin's amazing cooking skills because, let me tell you, she can cook. I'm incredibly grateful for the support this family has given me as well, and just the blessing that it is to have crossed paths with both the Tremaines and the Bess and all of my amazing friends. Next, I want to talk about the spiritual community that I have seen on campus. I feel like through any activity that we do on campus, there can be a spiritual community found in it. The first of these for me has been theater. I've seen a spiritual community in this, just the way that we perform and how we perform for God on stage, and that we pray before performances and at the end of rehearsals and keep that at the center of that environment. Additionally, Celebration Singers is very similar in the sense that I feel like we grow and we get to encourage each other, and that's a way to show the spiritual community on campus, whether it be praying together at the end of rehearsals or the way we sing and get to just learn music together. I would especially say I've seen a spiritual community through the university singers. Every day in choir, we have sharing, word, and praises and prayer requests. So we get to share what's going on in our lives. We get to share, whether it be a poem or a scripture that we recently read, we get to share that with the choir. Word is whatever our theme word is for the year. So last year, our word was delight, and we got to share what we were delighting in every day. This year, our word is a little more vulnerable with each other, and it is the word perseverance. So we get to share what we're persevering through, what hardship we may be going through, and who's helping us get through it. I have also seen a spiritual community through clubs. This is the club I'm currently in. It's Theta Psi, and I'm just so grateful for the spiritual community that I see in this as well, whether it be praying before or after an intramural or just encouraging each other no matter what we're doing. I'm really grateful for the spiritual community that all of these activities have had. I've experienced a lot of growth in my time here at York University. Mostly, I feel like I've experienced growth because of the people that I've been around, and I can't thank these people enough for helping me grow and influencing me, whether they knew they were inspiring me or not. This group of girls in particular we had a girls' Bible study last year, and that allowed us to all grow spiritually in our faith, and we were studying God's word on a regular basis, which I think is so important. Especially Mallory Tremaine, whether she knows it or not, the way she studies God's word and trusts in him is so inspiring to me, and I want to be more like her every day, and that encourages me to read my Bible on a daily basis and keep me going. I'm also thankful for the growth I've had in both celebration singers, choir, and theater. Whether it be the people and being one of the only freshmen in the group, I've gotten to grow immensely. Celebration Singers last year was crazy because I was the only freshman, which is a little scary because all of them had a lot more experience than me. But they all helped me grow and I got to learn so much from each and every one of them. Additionally, in theater, I got to grow with all the actors I've gotten to perform with in the past couple years, and I'm thankful for the growth I've experienced from them. Not only this, but the professors. Professor John Baker has helped me grow immensely as an actor, and last year I got the Most Improved Actor Award, which was a great honor, and that was awarded from the other theater people. And then also, Professor Lester Miller has encouraged me and pushed me to my limits, whether I like it or not. Sometimes I'm like, I cannot sing that note, and he's like, yes, you can, and I eventually do sing the note. So Lester Miller has taught me a lot. I don't stand up here and tell you all these things to brag about how God's been good in my life, because even though God's been good in my life through every aspect, it doesn't mean that life is always easy. I'm going through things just like you guys are, and life will not always be easy, but you can always see God's goodness as a part of your life. So my call to action for you guys is 4 points, and it can help you better see God's goodness in your life. Get connected and be involved. It doesn't matter what you're a part of, whether it be clubs, activities, church, your sports team, or your performing arts, get connected and be heavily involved in it because it will allow for a more spiritual community on campus and a stronger bond with that group. Surround yourself with like-minded people, people who are like you but also influence you in a better way. Like I said, my group of girls, they've influenced me in an immense way. Allow yourself to grow, don't be stagnant, and be willing to change. If you just hide and stay in the place you are right now, you're not going to be able to grow and learn and be a better version of yourself. Which leads me to my last point, allow God to lead you. Allow God to lead you wherever he is taking you, whether it be uncomfortable or comfortable. This was uncomfortable for me, but I feel like God was leading me into that through every step that he's put up to now. And the way that he's led me to York University is just a testament to that. In conclusion, today I went over how I've seen God's goodness in my life through the friends and families I've connected with, through the spiritual community there is on campus, and the growth I've experienced in my year and a half here. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you all coming to my chapel talk.